Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive. It's a brand new day, and you know what that means? Another chance to kick some butt and take names, but first, let's be kind to ourselves. We talk a lot about motivation and pushing forward, but sometimes the biggest obstacle isn't out there in the world, it's right here inside our own heads. Ever notice how we can be way harsher on ourselves than anyone else? That inner critic whispering those nasty little doubts, constantly judging our every move? Well, today, we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion and forgiveness. Because let's face it, life throws punches, right? We all stumble, make mistakes, and sometimes, even mess up big time. But here's the thing, holding onto that guilt, that shame, it just weighs us down. It keeps us stuck in a cycle of negativity that makes it harder to move forward, to be our best selves. So, how do we break free? How do we cultivate that self-love and acceptance that allows us to truly thrive? Here are five key takeaways to remember. First off, recognize your humanity. We're all works in progress, constantly learning and evolving. Nobody's perfect, and expecting perfection from ourselves is setting ourselves up for failure. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect a toddler to master calculus overnight, would you? So why do we put so much pressure on ourselves to be flawless adults? Second, practice mindful self-talk. Those little voices in our heads can be sneaky. They whisper those doubts and criticisms, often without us even realizing it. But you have the power to choose what you focus on. When that inner critic starts chirping, challenge those negative thoughts. Reframe them into something more compassionate and supportive. Instead of saying, "I messed up again," try something like, "Okay, I made a mistake, but I can learn from this." Third, forgive yourself. Holding on to past mistakes is like carrying around a heavy backpack full of rocks. It just drags you down. Learn to let go of the guilt and shame. Remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. The key is to learn from them and move forward. Imagine if you could release all that baggage, wouldn't that feel lighter? Fourth, practice gratitude. Focusing on what you have instead of what you lack can make a world of difference. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life. Your health, your loved ones, even a sunny morning. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you cultivate a more positive outlook. Finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same love and compassion you would offer a close friend. Do things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Take breaks when you need them. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. You deserve to be treated with kindness, just as much as anyone else. Now, let me tell you a quick story. Remember that time you tripped and fell in front of everyone? Or maybe that embarrassing moment when you said the wrong thing at a crucial meeting? You probably felt mortified, right? But guess what? Everyone's been there. I once had this huge presentation at work, and I completely blanked. My mind went blank, my voice cracked, and I practically stumbled over every word. It was humiliating. I wanted to disappear, but then, I took a deep breath, remembered that everyone makes mistakes, and just kept going. The audience was actually pretty forgiving, and even though it wasn't perfect, the presentation went okay. That's the thing about self-compassion. It allows you to bounce back from those setbacks. It helps you see yourself as a work in progress, not a finished product. So remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your humanity, practice mindful self-talk, forgive yourself, cultivate gratitude, and be kind to yourself. These simple steps can make a world of difference in how you feel about yourself and how you navigate the ups and downs of life. Take action today. Start by practicing one or two of these tips. Notice how it makes you feel. I'm cheering for you. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little extra self-compassion. You know, that friend who's always beating themselves up? Or maybe even yourself from last week. Until next time, keep driving forward, but remember to be kind to the driver behind the wheel. See you soon.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.